How will inflation affect my kids?
Google products are designed to prioritize quality information, so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
What an appalling, savage attack on Friday. Salman Rushdie is getting ready for an onstage interview. A man rushes the stage, and the latest understanding is that Salman Rushdie was stabbed 10 times. It's a miracle that he has survived. But he was taken off the respirator on Saturday and spoke, and his son says was already showing his usual sense of humor. Salman Rushdie has been the object of a fatwa or a death order since 1989, although it was never rescinded, but Iran eventually said, maybe you don't need to follow through on this. For more on the situation, NBC's News, Rory O'Neill joins us now. Rory, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
Let's start with what kind of condition Salman Rushdie is in at this hour.
Right. As you mentioned, his son did put out that message saying that his father was back to had his usual feisty and defiant sense of humor. He was taken off a ventilator and additional oxygen, so he is able to speak. He may lose an eye as a result of the attack. He is 75 years old. There was a doctor in the audience who was able to treat him and describe the injuries as serious, but not necessarily life-threatening. He said, stabbed, we believe, about 10 times in the head, neck, and abdomen.
Meanwhile, the alleged attacker was presented before a judge on Saturday, I think.
Right. So he's being charged with attempted murder. Hadi Matar, 24 years old. That's interesting. You know, he was born, I think, 10 years after Rushdie's book, Satanic Verses, was even written. So we're not sure exactly what's motivating him here. Born in the U.S. from of parents from Lebanon, but his mother says that he's really changed ever since he made a visit to the Middle East back in 2018.
Meanwhile, there's also been a tremendous outpouring, some in terms of just sort of, you know, writers talking about liberty and freedom, other people just paying tribute to Salman Rushdie and expressing their horror.
Right. I mean, he's been honored just earlier this year by the Queen of England. You know, talk show hosts in the U.S. and Hollywood had Rushdie on as a popular guest, and really he has an international reputation as a great writer. And so really we are hearing from people around the world hoping he pulls through this.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you this morning.
Thanks, John.
NBC News national radio correspondent Rory O'Neill.
How will inflation affect my kids?
What are the best road trips this summer?
What's the latest on the cost of living? Google helps you find the facts. Our products are designed to prioritize quality information, so you can find news you can trust. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.